Shenanigans, truth, lies, shenanigans.
Welcome to the Truth, Lies, Shenanigans podcast. My name is Neo Nix. My co-host today is the Atlantean, Gianni Storm, and the Canadian, hey. Robbie.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, everybody.
All right. Today, we're talking about these weight loss drugs, and I'm curious. Have either of you ever tried to lose weight or try to gain weight?
Oh, okay. I just heard the first part and I died laughing. I've tried gaining weight.
Yeah. I made sure I added the gain weight part because I know, you, Gianni, Neo. You probably have not tried to lose any weight.
None. For us slim people. No, I've actually tried taking a supplement called Apetamin to gain weight before, and it did not work.
It didn't work?
No, not at all. It just made me drowsy.
Okay.
No, as a young lad, just working out and just taking protein supplements, creatine, and just trying to put on mass.
Creatine.
I'm not a huge guy. Uh-huh. But now, you know, now that I'm north of 50, well, there is a little bit of weight that I don't so much appreciate. But having a new dog has been wonderful because in the last 6 weeks, I've lost about 6.5 pounds and I've slimmed up a little bit, which is
really
cool. Oh, my gosh. So, wow.
I wouldn't mind putting on weight, but just muscle mass weight as opposed to the soft stuff.
Okay. Same. All right. So you're saying when you were younger, you really had to try to gain weight and bulk up.
I have the metabolism of a weasel. It's insane.
Same. Yeah.
Well, of course, you know, I've been pretty big all my life. So I've had my ups and downs throughout my life going down, up, down, up. Yeah, yep. No, I've had some success. When I was younger, I could drop some weight, no problem.
Easy.
Yeah, it
was, the metabolism.
Yeah, it was just some good stuff. So I don't know. But yeah, I've had, like I said.
Have you taken anything, though? Or did you just kind of like the regular weight?
I mean, honestly, there was nothing to take. Until recently, there was nothing. I mean, like you just had to figure it out. I've, I've lost weight and gained weight, and it's been challenging over the years, but it is what it is, yeah. You know?
Is it tough?
It's tough. Yeah. It can be tough. Okay. I'll say when I was younger and I chose to lose weight, it wasn't that hard because I was really athletic and active. So you basically just have to control what you're eating, but I was working out so much anyway. It would just drop off, right? So,
yeah. That cardio extra work. Okay.
All right. So today we're talking about these popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro. You know, they're everywhere these days. Even Oprah, she did that special on ABC about it. You know, the celebrities are taking them. And you can tell with the celebrities, just the extreme weight loss that has happened. It's just amazing. But millions of people are turning to them as solutions. So I'm saying taking Ozempic is cheating if you're trying to lose weight. Is this truth, lies, or shenanigans?
I think it's shenanigans. I mean, taking Ozempic is cheating to some degree because you don't have to necessarily work out. And they consider if you don't work out and put in the work and the diet, then you're cheating. But even taking that supplement, like anything, you still have to maintain it. So you still do have to work out. You still do have to eat right, technically. Mm-hmm. So I feel like anything, some people are cheating off of it because they don't do the right things. But I think some people, they needed a little boost.
So you think it's shenanigans, but it's okay to do.
The right people. You're saying like it's, anything. You have
so
to
you're
do
saying
it right.
It's not cheating. So
don't abuse it.
Like Kim Kardashian is taking Ozempic. She's not cheating, but she doesn't work out.
She's cheating.
That's cheating. Okay.
Yes. But if somebody who was like genuinely experiencing, because she's already skinny, these people that are taking it are not even,
she's really filtered. She's really filtered. She's not really skinny. She's really filtered.
The weight is plastic weight. No, I'm kidding. But she, like, I'm talking about real fat. They're like people who have like stubborn fat or real like overweight issues. I feel like if they took it to get a head start, that's not cheating. But people
she does have multiple children too. So, I mean, she's a mom. So, you know, and that
she's also extremely wealthy though.
Wreak havoc on your body.
I think people that like complain that they can't do the work. One, it's a time thing. It's a money thing. It's the resources for the food and the working out. I think she can afford that. To me, it's a little bit of cheating with her, but I think she's cheating.
Yeah,
people that actually need it, I don't think they're cheating.
I'm glad you brought up the money and time, the costs. But go ahead, Rob. What do you think?
Well, if we're talking about Ozempic is a drug that was designed primarily to treat diabetes. So, taking Ozempic for weight loss, which is, you know, appetite suppression is a side effect of it. It's absolutely cheating. But
wait a minute. So Ozempic and Wegovy, which is for weight loss, are the exact same medicine and the exact same dosages. They just have packaged it differently.
Yep.
So,
So absolutely.
Is Wegovy cheating too? If you're taking Wegovy?
See, and that's where there are categories. And if you have glandular issues, if your body is just incapable of breaking down fatty tissue, then absolutely. If you are one of those 2%, then absolutely, these are miracle drugs for you. These are life-changing drugs. If you are using it for cosmetic purposes because you're not willing to commit the work and put in the discipline in your diet, it's 100% cheating because it's calories in, calories out, and you have to find that balance, which means you have to sacrifice. You have to work for it, and you have to make choices that are unpopular with your taste buds where you go, you know what? No, I would love an ice cap, but I'm going to have to take a pass. I'm going to have a glass of water instead. Delicious, refreshing. Well, no, but it all boils down to choices. It's basic math. It's calories in versus calories out. If you are looking to lose weight, you need to make decisions that put you at a calorie deficit. And once you do that consistently over time, you're developing the habits that are required to stay healthy down the road. You're not developing a dependency on a drug that's going to just not make you eat. And
that's the part I agree with, the habits.
Right. And if you're not exercising and you're just losing the weight, you end up with a soft, unhealthy body.
Yeah.
It's you slim down, but you're soft and it's not a healthy body. No, it's true. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, you're not learning the important habits like portion control, mindful eating.
To your point, I've done it both ways. As I mentioned earlier, I've lost weight over time and I've done it where I'm just working out and also changing my diet. And I've also done it just changing my diet. And both of them worked when I were younger. Obviously, when you're older, one of them does not work, which is just changing your diet is not enough. You definitely have to work out as well.
You gotta move, yeah.
All right, that's so true. You are, it's truth. I mean, it's absolutely truth that it's cheating for sure.
Truth that it's cheating, yeah.
Okay.
What about you, Neil?
You have a small caveat that if it's a medical requirement, if you have been diagnosed with a condition, then no, that's not cheating. And that's the only
caveat. Okay.
Yes.
That's fair. So you're
still shenanigans.
Okay. You're still shenanigans. I made sure I worded my statement saying, you know, that it's cheating because I wanted to make sure that I got honest responses from you guys.
You always do.
You thought that I was on the side of it's cheating. I think it's cheating, lies. Yeah. It's definitely not cheating.
What?
Yes, it's definitely not cheating. You know, well, for one, obviously, to Rob's point about the medical necessity, if your doctor tells you that you need it for weight loss, and obesity is a recognized medical condition. So if you need it, that is just like abortion. It's between you and your doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, we don't need people making decisions. You know, if I go to my doctor suggests Ozempic or Wegovy or whichever one and says, hey, you should do this. That's my doctor's decision.
But it's the reason for that doctor's decision. Is the doctor recommending it because that's what's in your best interest? Or is the doctor recommending it because there's a rep that is really, really pushing him and he's getting huge kickbacks for
sponsored
it?
I mean, they're probably getting huge kickbacks because that shit is expensive. No, seriously, it's like $1,000 a month.
So then is the doctor working with you in your best interest?
Yeah.
You have to consider that factor when you're pitching it, though.
That's a good point.
So neither one of you, Rob, you spoke a little bit about being a little overweight as you got older, but neither of you have really been overweight, like obese, like 40, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight.
No.
So I don't know. That's
always underweight. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine it to be similar because they're complete opposites, like being completely underweight or being completely overweight. And it's difficult for both people to either gain or lose weight. Because for me, all I remember from age 12 to probably like 21, I was just trying to gain weight. Like anyway,
like
it would never work. Like I would stress myself badly about it. I would work out. It was bad. But yeah.
It's funny. I don't want to speak for my wife. I can't. I was going to say some things. I can't say it. I'm not going to talk about weight at all.
No.
Just keep my mouth shut on that one. Yeah. But I will say, I can say that, you know, when she was younger, she did do the same thing, try to gain weight because she felt that she was too small or, skinny. You know, people at school would make fun of her and stuff like that. So.
For women, it's about being shapely, so I can imagine like more women wanting to gain weight as opposed to lose it, especially nowadays.
But Gianni, nowadays. I'm going to warn you, as you get older...
It's not. I wish. It's not.
Johnny, no. When you get older. Yeah, like when you get older. Dude,
we're like telling you.
your whole thoughts on this whole weight thing are going to change because...
Always have been saying that. Okay. Well see.
I don't know. You know, everybody's different, so you never know.
True.
I'm going to just say, you know, between all the addictive foods out there, refined sugars, all the processed foods, our busy lifestyles, Gianni brought up the cost of healthy foods. That's why poor people tend to be overweight because it's so expensive to eat the right foods. I mean, if you go into Whole Foods,
it's choices. You can absolutely make good dietary choices that are economical.
There are choices.
You can. You just don't have varieties. Just don't have a variety.
High carbohydrates. That's everything you just mentioned is huge high carbohydrates.
You would rice, eat it if you're trying legumes. To get lean. Yeah. But like he's talking about like romaine lettuce, kale, things expensive. Like that flush the body, watermelon.
Expensive.
Kale is like a dollar, but you eat a lot of it, so you need a lot of
Where are you getting kale? Are you getting a leaf at a time? I need to go to where you're going.
Actually, yeah.
Kale is so easy to grow. Seriously.
That's the difference. It's easy to grow, but who's doing that? Most people, yeah, because you have a huge backyard and a garden. We're not speaking for most of the United States who live in an apartment somewhere.
You need a 5 gallon pail. You need a 5 gallon pail to grow kale.
Oh my God.
You can grow it in your apartment. I've seen
it. Who's doing that?
Spices, you know?
We should try.
If it were that easy, Rob, you know, I certainly don't have the time to invest in growing kale. So it's I barely have time to do this podcast.
Romaine. You just water a few times a week.
I barely have time to walk out to the grocery store. But anyway, so have you...
Americans, Rob. Americans. Mm-hmm. We are lazy.
All right, so... All right, but have you guys heard of fat memory?
Fat memory, muscle memory.
Yeah, so once you're fat, you know, you can lose all the weight you want, but fat cells never actually go away. Never. Let's say you get to 300 pounds. And you drop down to, let's say 200, you lose 100 pounds. You still have the capacity to jump back up because fat cells are like little balloons of energy. So when you gain weight, they inflate. You create these little balloons and a lot of them. And then when you lose weight, they don't go away. They just deflate when there's not enough energy for whatever you eat throughout the day. So, and then if you take in more than you can burn off, they reinflate. So Thanksgiving, I go and eat a ton of food. All those excess calories I eat, they fill those balloons right back up.
Yep.
And then the next day, I'm just as hungry as if those excess calories never happened because it just filled it up automatically. But it's not the same for people who've never been fat. So for people that don't have those pre-existing fat cells, your excess calories, they're stored temporarily as glycogen in the liver. So it's a temporary thing. And so when you wake up the next day, you're not going to be hungry. You're not going to be as hungry as I would be because all mine was automatically stored away. Yours, you have ready energy as glycogen in your liver right now. So
interesting.
Right. So you're not going to be hungry because you have this glycogen. Now, if you decide to sit on your ass and stuff your face some more the next day instead of burning it off,
doing it.
Then your body may take some of that glycogen that was sitting around and then turn it into new fat cells. Takes a bit of energy to create some new fat cells. So I actually asked ChatGPT to compare the approximate rate of conversion of excess calories, assuming there were twins with one person who was fat before and the other person who had always been skinny with the exact same diet over the exact same period of time, right? So the fat person might store up to 60 or 70% of excess calories as fat. Depending on the type of calories consumed. Now, a skinny person, it says, may need to spend more energy and resources to create new fat cells, a process that's really inefficient, and therefore they might store a lower percentage of excess fat as calories, possibly around 10 to 30% of those excess calories that you've taken in. And then the remaining excess calories might be used for other metabolic processes, or they might even be excreted, so just released from the body. Let's say me and Rob go to the same party, and we're the exact same weight. I lost weight. Rob was already at his weight, whatever it is. And we're the exact same. Eat a bunch of pizza, cake, ice cream. All those excess calories just turn right back into fat for me. While Rob can eat all he wants, probably feel really full the next morning, and then he can work off that excess energy immediately as glycogen. He can just wake up, not eat in the morning, feel great.
So it won't be stored on him.
It won't be stored as fat because, again, it's in his liver. All he has to do is, in the morning, not eat, work out, go do his gardening or whatever he does.
Wow.
And then it burns off immediately. For me, as soon as I eat it, it converts directly into fat. And then,
even if you do the same things he did,
even if I do the same things, it turns because they're little balloons. All I'm doing is refilling those balloons. And then I'm still hungry on top of that, right? I'm ready to eat because I don't have that glycogen sitting around waiting.
The energy.
I'm like, oh, damn, I'm hungry. Yeah. Oh, man, it was a great dinner yesterday, but I'm hungry as shit.
Yeah.
And it's just it's just a crazy, and then it's a snowball effect of everything, because then as you start to gain weight, you know, you start to lose the energy to move. It's like putting on a 50 pound weight suit that I can never take off. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
you know, I'm walking
like
around
and slower.
I'm trying to play volleyball, I'm trying to play pickleball, and I trying to move around with this big old suit on, you know, it's just not the same. You know, I don't want to do it. It's not fun. And my knees are killing me. So then what do? You gain more weight. On top of that, when you're sleeping, like I developed sleep apnea as I gained weight. So now I'm not sleeping well.
Yeah.
So now I'm gaining more weight because I'm not recovering after workouts. So
it's like a snowball.
It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it gets worse and worse. Like after COVID, I gained so much weight so fast. It was fucking ridiculous. My mother-in-law came over and stayed with us. And so she was cooking every day. I was doing real good before COVID. I had maintained.
Oh, man.
I maintained a fantastic, you know, Rob B said it's calories in, calories out. For me, that's literal, right? It's literal calories in, calories out. If I don't maintain calories in, calories out, but it's still not the same because it's, again, the glycogen effect, right? Like Rob B feels full in the morning where I feel hungry. And that's a big difference because he has ready energy and I don't. Our bodies are run by chemicals and hormones and all that other shit. That's just how our bodies are run. And it's hard to take off fat. You know, and I was a fat kid, so it wasn't like I was an adult that got fat. I made that life choice to get fat. I was a kid that was fat, so my parents gave me all the wrong foods growing up. And I was obviously addicted to sugar.
And I still am. So that's why I think people in this scenario, Neo and Rob, would benefit from Ozempic. And that's why I don't think it's technically cheating in this scenario, because I feel like it's something that you want to get on top of your health. It's not because just maybe aesthetics, you don't want to look cute when you like get slimmer. It's more so for your own health and for you to just have a quality of life. That's why I think I'm still on the fence of shenanigans, because some people like Kim K and Scott Disick look like corpses because they're already slim and getting slimmer for a look, for this gaunt avant-garde look. No.
And think about women who've had children. You don't make a decision to get fat or gain 20 or 30 pounds. Your body forces you to gain weight as a woman because of children. So you gain that 20, 30 pounds. Again, those fat cells don't go away. They don't disappear suddenly. So the woman may lose weight and they have 20 or 30 pounds of fat cells always waiting to be filled up. It goes to that same cycle, and then they have another kid and say they gain all those pounds back again. Yeah, it's great to say, oh, don't worry, you can just go work out. You can make it happen. It's not that simple.
But you nailed it. It's calories in, calories out, literally.
Not that simple, though.
And it's a commitment to yourself.
Maybe you need more calories out and less calories in.
Well, that's what I'm saying, operating at a calorie deficit. Oh. And Neo, when you're talking about women who have given birth, I agree 100%. But I've seen friends who it took years. It took years, but they worked hard. They were committed. And the habits that they developed to get their body back have now stuck with them. It's not a dependency on this drug to kind of keep you in a zone. She has developed, and everyone is capable.
But what if you start with the drug?
What do you mean start with it? Like,
yeah, but it's, like it's
to start to help you boost
it's a side effect. It's a side effect.
Okay.
And if we're talking about side effects, it is.
But it's a major side effect. That's like
it is a major main side effect.
Mm-mm, it's not a side effect. It's
Ozempic was designed for weight loss, or it was designed to treat diabetes, type 2 diabetes. Which one?
Oh, initially, it worked for diabetes. And then they found later that it also worked for weight loss.
It was also good for nausea. It's also good for vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, constipation, headaches, fatigue,
blood dizziness, pressure,
injection site reactions, less commonly, pancreatitis, allergic reactions,
kidney problems,
thyroid tumors, low blood sugar. Sign me up, baby.
Low percentages, less than 1%.
Yeah, but its main component is to probably suppress your appetite, to lower your blood sugar. I think that's what it said.
So let me quickly explain how it works. Like I explained, when skinny people overeat, it converts temporarily to glycogen, and you don't feel hungry. And that's why it's not as simple as calories in, calories out. Because the biggest problem with weight loss is the hunger. And I am telling you, sometimes you wake up and you are starving and you're like, why the fuck am I so hungry? And you don't even know what to do with yourself because you're so fucking hungry. And those are things that you wouldn't experience as much because, again, if you overeat one day, you have that glycogen, you have the ready energy. There are hormones that tell your body, hey, don't eat. You're not hungry because you have glycogen already. What Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro, what they are is they mimic a hormone called glucagon-like peptide 1. So you'll hear them referred to as GLP-1 drugs. And fun fact, it was actually developed from the venom of a Gila monster. But it's that hormone that tells you you're not hungry. So it tells your brain, hey, by the way, there's no need to eat anything. You have plenty of energy available to you. Which doesn't happen if you're already overweight. Because again, when you take those calories in, like you said, they go into your fat stores automatically, and there's no hormone being produced to say you're not hungry. That's the difference.
Right.
So it's not just calories in, calories out. We have to understand that it's a brain thing. One of the really good things about that hormone is it also slows down the emptying of your stomach. So it also makes you feel full. That's where the nausea comes in, is that now that the emptying of your stomach is slower, you eat one meal, and then by the time you're eating the second meal, normally, it's not going anywhere. Now you're stuffing your stomach, so of course you're going to feel nauseous. So yeah, that's a side effect, but it's because the medicine's actually working. So,
yikes.
So it's a good thing, actually. If you're feeling nauseous, and most times it just means that your stomach is full. Don't eat so much. Damn it. It's actually serving its purpose in that. You're right. It does slow down the emptying of your stomach to the point of paralysis. Some people have experienced that. Then you just stop taking the medicine, right?
And the thing is, you have to keep being dependent on this drug. Like, is it like, I don't know the prescription levels, but is it a monthly thing that you're taking?
That is a concern because the Ozempic people say that you're supposed to, it's almost a lifelong commitment. So that's something to consider. It goes back to the snowball effect. So now when you don't have this medicine to tell you you're not hungry, and now you're hungry all of a sudden, and you overeat, what happens? All those fat stores are just going to get filled right back up. I mean, but that's the normal problem with people who have been overweight before. That's just what you have to deal with. So at that point, that's when Rob B is right that you have to now work to control that damn hunger and then get better habits. And then over time, I will say, it was a challenge to maintain my weight. I will tell you that. And I'm very active and athletic. But even to maintain it when I was able to maintain it for years, it wasn't an easy thing to do. You know, I was eating well, but I couldn't enjoy the foods that I liked.
Yeah.
I just had to eat the foods that could maintain my weight. And so I couldn't go out and have a nice dinner. Like you guys can go out and have a nice dinner, not eat the next day, burn off the food, and you're all good to go. I go out, have a nice dinner, it turns to fat, and then I have to be like, okay, I'm hungry as shit the next day. What am I supposed to do? Starve myself for the day.
Yeah. I never thought about it like that.
It's a challenge for people who are already overweight and obese. Obese.
Obese.
They're obese. But that's just... So let me.
That's a good point, Dio.
Let me disclose something to you guys. Hey, unfortunately, that is all the time we have for this episode. Make sure you hit that subscribe button to get part two. Find out exactly what I wanted to disclose. Also, make sure you go to Pods Network, PODZ Network.com. Find this episode. Leave us a comment. Do you think that taking Ozempic, other weight loss drugs, is cheating? Let me thank my co-host, Rob B, Gianni Storm. Of course, we got to thank you for listening to our shenanigans. We'll see you next week, part two.